In Edinburgh this morning, there was a service of dedication at the Edinburgh Garden of Remembrance, which is situated in Princes Street Gardens, right beside the Scott Monument. Frank Ross, the Right Honourable Lord Provost of the City of Edinburgh, led a special group of wreath layers at the annual opening ceremony of the Edinburgh Garden of Remembrance in Princes Street Gardens this morning.
This time of year, this special day is really important because everybody's living busy, active lives nowadays. Everybody's running at 100 miles an hour, and today, days like today and today especially, allow people just to slow down and think and focus.
Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
Stand up, Eros. Carry, stand up.
Members of the Armed Forces community, including some veterans, attended the event, which marks the start of the traditional two-week remembrance period. This year, it has added significance as it concludes on the day 100 years ago when the First World War ended. At last week's school council meeting, the representatives from Poppy Scotland suggested that they would be raising £3 million for the charity. That seems to be still much needed, even in a city like this.
Absolutely. The ongoing requirement for support of those who have fallen, families of those who have fallen, continues on. And of course here in the iconic Princes Street Gardens, where the council support the Garden of Remembrance and the fundraising campaign, it goes to show that we recognise we still are a garrison city, and we owe a lot to those who are currently here, but also to those who have fallen.
Today the weather's quite sunny, although it's going to be partly cloudy with a very small chance of rain, a high of 7 degrees and a low of freezing.